Well, hello and welcome everybody to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 2nd of November 2025. First of all, let me apologise for not putting a podcast out on Thursday. It happens sometimes, I have to admit. I am only one person doing this and sometimes I just need a break. And that was certainly Thursday, a lot of things going on and just needed a break. So apologies for that, but luckily I think it's okay every now and then. Now, what I want to talk to you about tonight, first of all, your seeds are in the post. Put them in the post this weekend. They're making their way to you as we speak. So I would expect you would probably get them around the end of this week. But I thought you might like to know what seeds you're going to get this month. And first of all, we've got a forage rye, which is a type of green manure. Now, you know, I'm a big fan of growing green manures in places where I find it possible. I think green manures are a great way to improve the soil and improve a wide range of things. Forage rye is basically a type of grass. It's a type of cereal that we can sow. The roots really help look after the soil. It has a great, great effect on the soil. And of course, it will grow over winter, protecting the soil from the harsh rain. And what that will turn out is, in the spring, we then cut it all down, hoe it into the soil, and it will look after that soil all the better. We've then got pak choi, dwarf Canton White. Now, I'm sure I have sent out pak choi a few months ago, but when I went through my notes, it isn't. I haven't. So pak choi, bit of a difficult one to grow at this time of year. We can sow it, which is why I've included it. It's just going to be a little slow, but it will do it. It will do it. After that, we have got mint. Now, this is a herb. I always like to include a herb. Mint we will sow indoors on the kitchen windowsill. It will give that lovely fragrant smell, and we should end up with quite a few bits of mint. So I've included that as well. Meteor is the variety of pea. Now, peas are something that we do grow a lot of over winter. I'm a big fan of growing peas. They're a great addition to a lot of our cooking. They're a staple, really, aren't they? They're something that we eat a lot of. And I do sow peas directly in the ground around this time of year to get them growing and get them overwintering. So that come the spring, we get these early flush of peas that are growing and producing some tasty treats a little bit earlier than spring sown ones. Not much earlier, but a little bit earlier, that we can end up just basically stretching out the amount of harvest that we get. We've then got cress as a microgreen. Now, this time of year, we tend to move the gardening and the growing your own indoors. And cress is, well, you've all heard of cress. We've all grown it, I'm sure. It's just a great one to grow indoors at this time of year. And then sweet pepper is the final seed. California Wonder is a variety. This is one that is another bit of a oddball to throw in there, but I sow it every year. Sweet pepper and chili peppers around this sort of time onwards, I find they need that long growing period. If we leave it later on, say March, April, May, it doesn't quite get long enough to produce decent fruit. So I find this long growing period is exactly what they need. So that's another good one to sow this month. Of course, we've got the normal tick lists for other seeds that we can sow: winter lettuce, spring onions, coriander, chervil, rocket, radish, broad beans, mizuna, parsley, winter spinach, chili, microgreens, green manures, and peas are all on the list. And then, of course, we have got a list of other tasks that we can do. Now, I've included sowing indoor microgreens like cress and mustard as an example. It's a good chance. Go through your seeds, find seeds that need using up and sow those as microgreens. Sow hardy peas for overwintering. I'm just seeing I've made some spelling mistakes on there. Again, Meteor and a few others are good choices for that. Sweet peppers indoors with a bit of heat in heated propagators, what I mean by that. Check and repair garden fleece and cloches. A good one to do. Remove any rotting crops from the beds. Basically, any plants that are spent, get those out and throw them in the compost bin. Mulch any exposed soil with well-rotted compost or straw, which I'm using a lot of. Of course, if we've got microgreens, green manures growing in them, we don't have to worry so much. Harvest remaining late-season salad greens. Again, this is something we should be doing anyway. Harvesting all those salad greens, making the most of them. Plant garlic cloves for next year if you haven't done so already. And don't forget overwintering onions for that matter as well. Prune fruit bushes and vines while dormant. Mine aren't quite dormant at the moment, so I'm a little bit waiting on that. But once they are dormant, we will start the pruning. And then, of course, plan next year's seed sowing and crop rotation. So these are all the things that we can be doing throughout November. November is a bit of a funny month. I've noticed just now before I started recording, I went outside to take the dog out and just check on the chickens. They're already locked up, but just like to give them a final check before I retire for the night. And I noticed, just stood in the back door, how cold it was already. Not quite freezing temperatures, but it's certainly dropping. We haven't had a frost as of yet, although there was a bit of a frosty windscreen the other morning, but I think it's on its way. I do think it's on its way. So it's now time to really start about how can we protect our plants that need protection. If you haven't got a greenhouse, and I am very lucky because I do have greenhouses and other things, but if you haven't got a greenhouse, you need to make sure your fleeces are available. Protect your plants with fleeces. Protect any that you can't protect with fleeces or even cloches. And you can make a simple cloche from a plastic bottle. Just cut the bottom off and pot it over your plant to protect them. What type of plants will need protection, I hear you ask? Any that are not frost tolerant. So if you're trying to continue to grow chilies, they're a good example of something that might need protection. But not just chilies, there's a whole wide range of other plants. For me, I've got a grapevine that isn't frost tolerant. I've got a citrus tree, an orange tree that isn't frost tolerant. And they are just two examples of plants that need to go in the greenhouse. Peach tree as well, things like that that just need a bit of protection. It's all about protecting the plants now and giving them the best chance to survive through the winter. We will get there. We will get there indeed. Now, I've got to admit, garden has been, well, we've been busy. We've been doing a lot of things this weekend. And the garden, we've done a bit in the garden. We've got a seed of the month, of course, and things like that. So it's just not, I'm just not spending as much time as I would like in the garden at the moment. But that's something we will rectify. Right, that is it for tonight. We will be back again on Thursday. Of course, the main podcast is out tomorrow. I'd like to thank you all for your support as well. I think with that, I'm going to wrap this one up. So until next time, please take care.